Right, Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com on this Saturday morning. Pleased to have an in-studio guest this morning, a local kid doing good. James Stratton was a 2010 Sherrard High School graduate, 2014 Augustana College graduate, and yes, it's the same James Stratton you see on KWQC. Good morning, sir.
You make it sound more official than it is.
Long live the 2010 Sherrard Tigers. I want to talk about some of those days, but you grew up in the Fire Lake area, is that right?
Yep, grew up in Fire Lake. My parents still live there. Went there for Thanksgiving a couple weeks ago, so yeah.
When did you know you wanted to do TV as a thing?
I was lucky enough that Sherrard has what's called STV, so Sherrard Television.
Isn't Brian Hutton the brains behind
that? He is.
That big liberal media dude.
So my senior year, it switched from being like a skit type funny thing that aired on Friday to an actual news and sports program, and I think that's kind of when it took off for me. I actually was driving out here, and I remember, because at the time I was interested in media, you interviewed me for this show, I believe,
yeah,
on either my junior or my senior year on like a Thursday on the phone. I got out of class for it, so thanks.
Yeah, thanks to most of the schools that allow me to do that.
I was so interested in media at the time that I specifically remember that, and that isn't necessarily what made me want to do it, but that was one of the starting moments, I guess.
It's funny you talk about STV, Sherrard TV, they still do that. And when you say like
skit, they elbow you in the booth,
yeah,
don't they?
When you say skit like TV, like low production type of pieces, like that type of thing?
Yeah, so
like comedy bits? Or
yeah,
what?
It was comedy bits, and then you grouped up in groups, and then Dr. Watkins was the teacher at the time. So you grouped up in a group, and you spent the whole semester with that group, and there were five groups or whatever, so every fifth week, on Friday, your show went on the closed circuit TV at Sherrard.
You know, it's interesting, this is a perfect segue about Margot Price's career. You know how that's taken off and has been on Fallon and SNL, and I remember talking to her mom, Candace, who lives in Aledo, said her big thing when she got the SNL appearance and Russell Crowe was the host, is they would do these homemade SNL skits at home. So she wanted to be in one of the skits on Saturday Night Live when she appeared, but didn't get a chance to be in it.
I can only dream of ever being on SNL. I don't want to.
But what do you think about that type of career takeoff? I'm just curious about Margot Price.
Yeah, it's incredible.
All the different appearances she makes, I'm just like, goodness.
And to her, it's years of practice and years of hard work, but to a lot of us, it's like, wow, she's taking off right now.
Yeah. It's an amazing story. So let's talk a little bit about, we want to focus on some high school sports conversation, because you played back in the days at Sherrard, and you were on a very good team at the time at Sherrard, and you were a 2010 graduate, right?
Yep, so 2009.
2009 playoff, and I tell people that was one of the most, I don't know what adjective I'd use to describe that game, but it was a game definitely that Sherrard should have won. I think 250 yards total offense at halftime against Sterling Newman, and I think 3 points, and eventually lose 6-3. But there were a lot of good dudes on that Sherrard team that year.
Yeah, I was lucky enough, and someone brought it up to me a couple months ago, actually, when I went and spoke at Sherrard. I think it was Coach Munson that said it. He said, that offensive line that I played on, three of us went to school, if I remember right, two or three of us went to school to play football in college. The other one went to college to wrestle, and the last one kind of slacked off a little bit. He's a Navy SEAL. He's still a Navy SEAL.
So Cody
Congdon.
Okay, so who are all the kids?
So Congdon is the SEAL. Seth Wan went to wrestle. I guess Ryan Wilkerson didn't end up playing anywhere. And then myself and Eric Link went to Augie to play football. So.
Man, give me the ball behind that clip.
Yeah, seriously.
And then Logan Fry was a quarterback on that team?
Fry was the quarterback. Justin Miller was the running back. He unfortunately broke his leg on senior night. That's still a memory that I can't erase from my mind.
So he missed the playoff game, and he missed like the last week of the season?
I believe it was the last 2 weeks of the season. And then Nate Bribe took his place as the fullback in the flex bone triple option.
Yeah.
What you see Georgia Tech run, what you see Army Navy, I think that's today, right?
Yeah.
So what you see the service academies run, that's what it is.
So your head coach was?
Kirby Ball, yeah, Jason Kirby. Yeah, still down in Biggsville.
Now, I think it's kind of neat what coaches must think of you, and I'm serious when I say this. So he, Coach Kirby, had you come down to West Central. Was it this year or last year, did you say? See a game? Was it this year?
And I shot a game for KWQC, actually, this year.
And you had a chance to visit with them.
Yeah, I shook his hand and gave him a hug on the sideline before the game. It's a small-town football is small-town football. Obviously, I went to Sherrard and I've been to a million games at Mercer County for work. But Biggsville is even smaller, man, I feel like. So it's a hometown feel for sure.
So this year, I did all the Sherrard games, and Coach Munson was indicating that you spoke to the kids this year before a game. What was that like?
Yeah,
that's quite an honor to come back and do that. And I'm like, that's the right dude probably to do it. Let Stratton come back and talk to the kids.
Yeah, it was an honor. It was a pregame thing.
Did you go
old
school dreadlock on them or not?
No. No, I no suit and tie. But, it was good to visit with them and to tell them that they can be successful if they work at it and whatnot. And in a team that unfortunately hasn't had many wins in the last couple of years, it's good to show them that is possible and that if they all work together, they can achieve those goals. And I guess I'm just the vehicle to tell them that in terms of my past experiences.
How closely do you follow them? Cause I know you're more on the news side now, but your interest kind of originated with sports. Am I correct?
Yeah.
So how closely do you still follow kind of that stuff?
High school sports, like what would be the old Olympic Conference, I guess. I'm not going to get
you. You want to get that back together,
I knew that was coming. I knew that was coming. I actually have a shirt that says the last to hold the torch because we're the last Olympic Conference.
That's awesome,
so,
man.
So sports was kind of my thing, what I wanted to do. I started out as an intern at the Highlight Zone, which is our Friday night sports show. And then took a news internship then between my sophomore and junior year of college and fell in love with the news side of things and started rolling with that. But I still work Friday nights, shooting football, shooting basketball here. 1st of January, we'll be back to the basketball gyms for our however many thousandth season it feels like of the Highlight Zone.
Well, and it was interesting you talk about the conference stuff. And you know, I'm not going to make you talk about that a lot, but I'll just share a story with you that I shared with some of the Sherrard kids on Sunday. Coach Munson, they had their banquet. I was over there. And by the way, I want to talk to you about that, but and hopefully which direction the program is headed. But when I went to the banquet, they had it at the hall there at the Preemption United Methodist
Church. That's my church.
Yeah, so, and it was a formal, you know, kids had to wear ties. I'm like, man, and the coaching staff wore ties because I went there. I'm like, oops, I didn't wear that. But I think it's those little things that hopefully the people are seeing trying to do it the right way. But anyway, getting back to the conference stuff. So I was doing, yes, that's right, folks. Sherrard and Peru St. Bede are in the same conference on football, how the Three Rivers Conference is split up, basically big, small for football, and then you go west, east for all other sports, right? So it'll be 4 years that Sherrard and Rock Ridge don't play a football game in high school. So could you imagine, James Stratton, if you were in high school and you went in as a freshman in that four-year stint, you would not play
That's interesting.
Rock Ridge?
That's interesting.
And I just say, that's just so dumb.
But you have to drive... hour and a half to...
So next year, all right, next year is the last year that agreement ends with the crossover affiliation with Rock Ridge not playing Sherrard. That'll be the fourth year. So after that, so that's what, the 2018 season, right? Yeah, 2018. So 2019, they get Rock Ridge back on the schedule for 2 years, 2019, 2020.
Because they're on different sides of the conference.
Yeah, so yay, so you get to play Rock Ridge and Orion again, starting, you know, in the same season, starting in 2019. Nope, we don't get to play Orion no more in crossover. So they get Rock Ridge on the schedule, and then they don't get Orion.
Yeah,
in conference. They're in the same conference, but different divisions.
Sherrard and Orion
in football,
but they're 6 miles apart.
Yeah, but in basketball and all the other sports, they are in the same division. But anyway, I'm setting up my equipment. I'm doing St. Bede this year. I did. I broadcast all the Sherrard games this year. I really had a good time doing it, too, by the way. They didn't win a game, but, man, I had fun doing it, whatever. And so I'm setting up my equipment, and there's a... And by the way, I got to tell this Jason Kirby McComb story when I think about this. It was one of my favorite stories. And I don't think you were playing yet, but there's a lot to talk about with that stuff. But anyway, okay, there's a St. Bede, like, crew on the right of me that is affiliated with, I think, WLPO or those group of stations in the LaSalle Peru area. And then St. Bede Academy, they have, like, a station that originates on campus.
Oh, wow.
Low-power station that just that you can hear on the station that the school's involved in. So the guy on the left of me, he goes, and mind you, they're in the same conference. He's like, hey, what's Gerard's nickname?
Should have told him the wrong one.
The Jets, yeah. The New Windsor Norsemen, or the Biola Lumberjacks.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's what we've become in conference.
Yeah, and I don't know where it comes. Go ahead.
And I'll tell you, I think a lot of the participation stuff, in my opinion, of why numbers aren't what they... Now, it's not the sole reason, but I think a lot of the participation issue is because of that at a lot of schools, because you're not seeing these common rivalries play,
yeah,
in my opinion.
And those are big rivalries. Sherrard Orion, Sherrard Rockridge, those are big rivalries. And I'm above the IHSA. That's above my pay grade, as I like to say. But as a kid, you would want to grow up watching Sherrard Orion, Sherrard Rockridge, Sherrard Aledo back in the day, which is what I grew up watching. If your parents played those rivalries or whatnot, and there's just that good, as the Georgia-Georgia Tech rivalry, is that good, clean, old-fashioned hate between the schools, and I think there should be that, and I think you renew that and you sort of get bragging rights for the town across the street for however many months or year or whatever it is. And I don't know much about it. I remember when I first left Sherrard, they drove all the way to Camp Point Central, which is not an easy drive from Sherrard, Illinois.
And Pittsfield.
Yeah. So I'm not sure how that works or who makes those decisions, but I would like to see, obviously, Sherrard Orion, Sherrard Rockridge. I'd love to see Sherrard Mercer County and schools like that, because I think it renews that rivalry across town, across county lines and whatnot.
Yeah, and I'm not saying it's the sole reason that participation numbers are what they are, but I think it does factor into that. And I'm not just talking about here in this area, but there's a lot of common sense things that you look at and you say, well, why? You keep telling me, like, people always tell me why it can't happen, right? This is why Mercer County can't be in the same conference with Sherrard, Orion, and Rockridge or whatever. They can't have that relationship. I want to say, well, tell me why they can't.
Yeah.
And yeah. To me, it seems pretty – I mean, to me, it does seem like it could happen. And that's why I like Alan Boucher. At least he will say, let's try and, you know, get this thing back together. And even just doing that, you know, people just freaking go absolutely bananas nuts. What? Don't – it's like, dude, he's just talking about
it.
And, you know, like I remember last year it was about this time because Darren Bazzari brought it up. He's like, well, why can't they just talk about it? I said, you know what, I'm going to – email a couple of superintendents and see what they say. Well, he emailed me back. He said, yeah, we should. I'll send out an email. And then I remember I got an email from a football coach, and I'm not going to say what school, that was super upset that Boucher was bringing this information out publicly. And I'm like, dude, it's conference affiliation, and you're getting mad about somebody having a conversation about something as mundane and trivial as conference affiliation.
Well, and doesn't it save schools money to only drive from Sherrard to Orion, then Sherrard to Peru St. Bede?
Well, and my example is Tuesday night. This is a Tuesday night game. All
yeah,
right?
So
Sherrard played
school night.
Yeah, Sherrard played Mirco on County Road NN. Man, what an atmosphere in boys basketball. Early in the season, December, Tuesday night. Now, we play...
Harry Hunt Gymnasium, Jim Taylor, WRMJ.
We play Tuesday night in the LTC, whoever. We get maybe a third of that.
Because I got to drive however
yeah.
far.
And there's just not the common... And I'm talking about the average community member that says, well, do I want to... No, I'm not... Because the argument is always... This is what people always say to me. You saying our conference ain't any good? I'm not saying that at all. I'm not going to get in an argument about what conference is better. You're not listening to what I'm saying. I'm saying Mercer County Sherrard, Rock Ridge, and Orion should play each other every year on Friday night in football. I'm not saying that the LTC is a better conference football-wise or the Three Rivers Conference is a better football conference talent-wise. I don't care. I'm just saying those teams should play one another because even this year, like when I saw Sherrard play Orion in week one, clearly Orion was the heavy favorite going into that game. But Michael Applegate, you know what he told me? Biggest gate in 5 years they had at Sherrard. So that's why the schools that are located near one another need to play.
I was at that game, too.
Can
there
I get
a ton
an
of
amen
people
on
there.
That?
Yeah.
That's just what I'm saying. I'm saying because people want to get this dumb argument about what conference is better. That's what it always resorts to because they'll say, well, you're just saying the LTC stinks? No. You're saying the Three Rivers Conference is better? No, that's not what I'm saying at all. I'm saying our local teams should play one another. They play one another basically from fourth grade to eighth grade, and then all of a sudden they get into high school and they stop playing one another. Right? So that's part of the interest and the flavor you lose. And I think Sherrard's kind of on the short end of that because they're on the opposite side of that Three Rivers Conference where they don't get to play the established rivalries.
And the team's right next to them.
Yeah, and that's tough to do. So let's go back to 2010 and playing for Jason Kirby.
Uh-oh.
So what about Kirby? He's one of the great conversations I have. And people always told me from his Rock Ridge days to his Sherrard days, because I did a lot of those games in that era with both those schools. And people would always tell me, man, I can't wait to get into the car and listen to what Kirby has to say.
He had his Kirby-isms for sure.
He brought the reaction to a lot of people.
There are few people in football from playing in high school to college, there are people in football that you can tell just are coaching the game or are playing the game or are around the game because they genuinely love it and they genuinely love the scheme of things. Another one is my old defensive coordinator who unfortunately isn't a coach anymore, Coach Casey, who used to be a D coordinator at WIU and then came over and was the D coordinator for Augie my junior and senior year, if I remember right. Those guys, they eat, sleep, and breathe football, and that's why people want to get in the car and listen to him afterwards, because that Friday night game is Kirby's, that's his thing. I mean, that's what he bleeds, and so obviously he's going to be passionate about it when you ask him a question on the sideline, and he's probably not going to be nice to you sometimes if he gets beat. Like, that's just how he is, and I think we need, I don't want to say we need more of that, but I think it would be great to see more compassion from coaches and more, I think compassion
emotion.
Is the right word. Emotion, yeah, exactly.
Well, and I tell people, because we always used to get a lot of, like, reaction, because I really like Coach Zunkel working with him, but he was very emotional in post-game shows, and he would say things that maybe people wouldn't like to hear necessarily. And Kirby was that way a lot.
Yeah.
So they would, immediately that would anger some people. And I'd be like,
tough.
Well, it's emotion. You're playing basically a 48-minute game, and if you lose a close game or whatever, or something goes wrong in the end, remember, you're still, the emotion of the game is, you know, still there. I appreciate guys that are more emotional and maybe will say something like that. And if you can't understand, like, heat of the moment stuff, well, that's kind of on you. Now, I'm not talking about calling a kid dumb, stupid, or using bad language, stuff like that. I'm just talking about some of
the things
game
in
you
general.
Can say
yeah, exactly.
That can come off the wrong way, and then people, how dare he say that?
And I don't think a lot of people realize that you catch them as they're, like, they shake the other coach's hand, and then you're catching them almost immediately. It's not like they have time to go take a shower and whatnot and think about it and then compose themselves. It's sometimes they get beat or they win on the last second, and then there's a mic inches from their mouth a couple minutes later.
People always kid me about it. He told me the one time, I can't remember, I think he was still at Sherrard when he told me, he's like, you're going to shut up and listen, Jim.
Yep.
When he started, I think he was at Sherrard.
Yeah, he was.
But then were you on the team, one of my favorite moments ever at this radio station in postgame, and it was so, and Kirby was great to work with. Media-wise, man, he was awesome, and both victory and defeat, and he in I liked him because then he generate reaction, which is radio is all about. Like, hey, you want to listen to him? Cool, man. I want to listen to him too. So tune on. And I thought Coach Zunkel was very early in his days at Mercer County. First couple of years where they got absolutely train wrecked in the postseason early rounds, and people were really mad. But he'd come on and face the music, which I always appreciate. Those type of guys, yeah, after losses, they still work with you, you know. But Kirby, so I don't know if you're on the team. The game was at Macomb, and it was like 21-7, like late in the second quarter, like maybe a minute left or something like that. And Macomb caps off and Macomb was the heavy favorite. So this might have been, you might have been a JV kid then, or I don't know, maybe, I don't know if you would have been junior or something.
It might have been my junior year. We played at Macomb.
Okay, but it was like 21-7. They go in late in the second quarter. They punch in a score, make it 21-14. The ensuing kick is, they make the ensuing kickoff. The kid for Sherrard doesn't pick the ball up and lets it drop dead. You can't advance a fumble, but Macomb recovers like right at the two.
Oh, wow.
They cover. They go in and score another touchdown. It's 21-21 then at halftime. And then the opening kickoff, Macomb got the ball in the third quarter and took it to the house for a touchdown. And it's 28-21 in like a minute off the clock.
Yeah.
That Macomb takes the lead, and then they go on to win the game. And I remember Kirby, he's coming up on the post game. And that at that time, Macomb has two radio stations. So they have a guy at the right of me and the left of me. Kirby had a hat on that night. I'll never forget. So he comes up, and he turns his hat around backwards, all right? And he puts the headset on, and he takes his top of his head, and he just puts it down on the table like this. And he conducts the interview that way. So both the radio guys from Macomb are like, they're looking at me like, what? So I remember I come out of the break, and, you know, I was like, the segue is, you know, kids, man, had a great opportunity, such a quality first half, and, you know, about a minute on the clock, just did you in with a couple of mistakes. So he turns and looks at me, and he goes, it's one of my other favorite moments. He looks at me, and he goes, Jim, he goes, that was just a, he goes, that was a high-speed come apart.
Yes.
That's what he said.
Yes.
I'm like, amen, post-game show over.
High-speed come apart was something he used frequently. That was a Kirbyism for sure.
So, and then I fast forward to that 2009 season. A little bit about your emotions in that season. Because covering that team, I thought, man, this team, don't play in Champaign maybe this year.
Yeah. Yeah, so
I mean,
did
that was
I.
A good team, man. I mean, when you talk about the dude you named up front, I mean, that's where high school football. I mean, when you watch 1A, 2A, 3A this couple of weekends ago, it's dudes like that up front that you have to play into the fifth week of the postseason.
And it's defenses, and I my hat's off to a lot of the guys on that 2009 defense, from the front line to the linebackers to the DBs. If I remember right, and they're probably all going to hear this on Facebook later and spot me on it, but if I remember right, the first team defense only gave up 7 points until week 9 in the whole season.
No kidding.
So we gave up 14 points to Orion, but that was our number twos because it was 36-0 when I walked out of the game at Orion. Rockridge was 33-0 week 2 or 3 when I walked out of that. The only 7 points was to Oregon, actually, which was a state quarterfinal team the year before.
All right, talking with James Stratton. Our time is flying by. I need to take a commercial break here. I want to get into some media stuff with old James Stratton and talk a little bit about the status of the Sherrard football program. We need about 2 more hours, but we'll come back. Still have about 25 minutes left. So more coming up on WRMJ and WRMJ.com.
Sometimes when you have more questions,